I'm Walt Lindela. It's Mark and Walt in the morning, sunny 101.9. As we continue on this Tuesday morning, time for our regular update with the Upper Peninsula Health Plan. Today, we're talking about social determinants of health and connected communities for health. On the line with me is Katie Poston, who is community health worker with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Tell me a little bit about, first off, as your role as a community health worker with UPHP. What do you do with that?
Yeah, as a community health worker, we're here to build relationships with our members and to act as a bridge between our members and their needed resources in the community. We act and help direct them to services that increase their health, knowledge, and self-sufficiency.
Okay, now I have to ask you about this topic here. We talk about social determinants of health. Now, what is that? That sounds like that's got a lot of info to it. Tell me about it.
As defined by the World Health Organization, the social determinants of health are the conditions in which people are born, grow, live, work, and age, which are shaped by the distribution of money, power, and resources. As an example, a person is not going to prioritize going to the doctor or purchasing needed medications when they're struggling to put food on the table or pay utilities or rent. So the social determinants of health is responsible for health inequalities that the unfair and avoidable differences in health status see within different countries.
So really, it sounds like if you have these challenges, your health isn't going to be as good because you're worried about just kind of the basics, right?
Right. So if we're able to improve somebody's social determinants of health and those needs can be met, then one's overall health will begin to improve.
So tell me a little bit about what UPHP is doing, because I'm sure there's a lot of aspects of this, especially in areas like ours. You have a program right now that's called the Connected Communities for Health. What is that?
Our program, we call it CC4H for short, and that helps connect our members with resources within their communities to help them address their needs. Things like food and utility assistance, finding childcare and employment, housing, and helping individuals who are seeking additional education opportunities, and much more. A lot of times, people are unaware that there are many organizations and services out there to help them. Our community health workers are here to help make those connections, and we follow up to make sure that those needs are met over time.
We're talking with Katie Poston this morning, community health worker with Upper Peninsula Health Plan, part of our regular UPHP update, talking about social determinants of health, connected communities for health. Tell me a little bit about maybe some of the other initiatives UPHP is doing to address this issue.
We are completing social determinants of health screenings, or SDOH screenings. In these screenings, we are looking to address health equity and barriers to care, especially for those in at-risk populations, such as homelessness or someone experiencing substance use disorder. Each screening covers financial, educational needs, food insecurities, housing instabilities, and any other barriers to care, such as transportation. In the fall, we partnered with the Warming Center, where I meet with UPHP members 3 days a week. Each day, we work on accessing different resources throughout the community to assist taking down those barriers. Some guests focus on things like job applications and housing applications, while others' main focus is establishing a primary care provider. I also assist guests who do not have Medicaid or things such as a bridge card to apply through the Michigan My Bridges website.
I understand that you do have some folks, some staffers that are also working on this and getting some specialized training and a bit more. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Alizar Kroman, who is another UPHP community health worker, just completed a SOAR training, which stands for SSI or SSDI Outreach, Access, and Recovery. Alizar will be helping prepare and submit benefit applications to the Social Security Administration for UPHP members across the UP. He is targeting those at risk of homelessness, substance use, or other co-occurring disorders. As many know, applying for disability benefits is extremely complicated, but for these targeted members, it can be extremely challenging, if not nearly impossible. The approval rate for this population is 10 to 15%. However, with a SOAR-assisted application, the approval rate in Michigan is at a 76%. The last initiative I'll touch on is being worked on by the community health worker, Sarah Wagner. She is working on a food as medicine intervention with the Central Upper Peninsula. The idea is to partner with farms around the UP and send community-supported agriculture boxes to residents. The three of us are also working to be certified health coaches, With this, Sarah will be working with patients at UPHS who have diabetes through a program called Prescription for Health. And this was set up by a family medicine resident at the medical center.
Okay, so I guess kind of a basic question here is, if people are hearing this, maybe this applies to them. If they are a UPHP member, how can they find out more and other options if they aren't?
Yeah, our members can call us at 906-225-5964. And our staff community health workers will work with you personally to get you connected with the resources you need. And a great resource for anyone, including those non-UPHP members, is Community Action Elder Marquette. And they can be reached at 906-228-6522.
We've been talking with Katie Poston, who is community health worker with Upper Peninsula Health Plan, for our update this morning. Katie, lots of good information here, and I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's Katie Poston, community health worker with Upper Peninsula Health Plan, for our UPHP update for the month. If you missed any of the interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. It's Mark and Walt in the morning on this Tuesday morning, Sunny 101.9.